I'm here today talking to Michael Oliphant and Stephen Reid about Audit Scotland's latest report, Scotland's Public Finances, Preparing for the Future. Michael, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
The report looks at Scotland's financial situation and at how the Scottish budget is scrutinised and decided. It provides an overview of the financial pressures and challenges facing the public sector during a recession and looks at how the Scottish Government manages its finances. The report makes a number of recommendations for the Scottish Government and raises issues for the Parliament and the wider public sector to consider when planning the delivery of public services in a time of severe resource constraints.
And what have you found?
The report describes where we're at the moment in terms of growing financial pressures caused by a smaller budget, at the same time as an ageing population, the rising cost of free public services, the backlog of maintenance and repair of buildings, roads and other assets, and the extra pressures on public services as unemployment rises during the recession. In terms of where we go from here, the Scottish Government needs to adapt its current approach to budgeting to ensure that limited resources are reaching key priorities. The current method of deciding expenditure only allows for changes to be made at the margins of existing budgets and doesn't provide for the flexibility required to prioritise spending. Also, we highlight that the Scottish Government efficiency programme will not be enough to bridge the gap that would emerge should spending continue on the same basis, and that a more fundamental approach is needed. There is also an urgent need to improve the efficiency and productivity of Scotland's public services. Also, the Scottish Government and the wider public sector need to work together to develop better service delivery, cost and performance information. This information is needed to allow informed choices to be made between competing priorities and to encourage greater efficiency and productivity. This better information will also help support the Scottish Parliament in fulfilling its scrutiny role.
And what's the impact and the importance of all this on the public?
Having better information linking spending with priorities would help decision makers direct money to services where it is needed most. We found that the Scottish Government has set clear priorities, but the information to demonstrate how these are being met is limited.
Stephen, just turning to you, are we looking at a situation where basically services are going to have to get cut?
What our report says is that the public sector needs to identify new and innovative ways of working in order to sustain the current levels of service. This is going to mean going beyond generating efficiency savings, and that a fundamental review is needed to look at how services are delivered in the future.
And what is it that you would like to see happen now?
The report highlights a number of questions for the Scottish public sector in planning for the financial challenges that lie ahead. Public bodies need to use these questions as a basis for planning the delivery of services in a time of severe resource constraints. We've also made a number of recommendations for the Scottish Government and raised issues for the Scottish Parliament to consider, in particular in relation to the budget scrutiny process. So some of the areas that we've highlighted include the need for the Scottish Government to ensure that the Parliament receives information which demonstrates clear links between the budget, the draft budget, government's priorities and the performance of public services. We also recommend that the Scottish Government should ensure that performance information is considered alongside financial information when the budgets are being monitored. Thirdly, the report suggests that the Parliament's Finance Committee and Public Audit Committee should organise wide-ranging performance reviews of major service areas.
Michael and Stephen, thank you very much.